blind right now.
Can't see shit.
If I'm lying, I'm flying. But yeah, this is Shot Club. Oh, we see the love on the screen. We see the love on the screen, but I can't see the love on the screen.
Hey!
So you know what I gotta do.
Love on the screen!
Gotta bring up this phone.
Who that? Renee! Yeah,
you know.
What do you do, Renee?
Well, I'm not sure if it's a Renee or Renee Wilder.
That's Renee, like Renee. Wilder. It's Renee.
Or is it Typher?
Yeah.
Typher. First shot to me. Oh. Okay.
Okay, right. Renee. First shot to you.
First shot to Renee.
I thought you were saying to you.
Calm down. Let me turn this down. Shots
I don't
up.
Want to drip on your drizzle on your hat.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Here we go.
Sprinkle on your head top.
Something like
taking care of the timer.
Hello, who's this? we haven't been formally introduced.
That's right. We actually haven't have a name for that one.
You missed the slaughter.
I did miss the slaughter because even when I was watching it, I didn't catch it.
It was bad.
It was clear on the mic.
Trace choked the chicken.
I did.
It's unfortunate. But things happen.
It happens.
I might have a name for this one. Give me a sec.
All right, but while we're doing that, David, how was your week?
How was my week?
All right. Let's get to the thesis.
Wow, that was
okay,
anticlimactic.
Awesome, yeah. It was there.
Meh. It was there?
Yeah. I'm you this week.
Did you do anything this week?
Which means you gotta talk more.
No, it doesn't.
It there. Just means you're prolonging the inevitable.
No, I didn't do it. I worked.
You didn't go on any dates?
No. Ladies, I'm single.
David is single, and he's not on POF or...
No.
Tinder?
No.
Or...
Bumble.
Yeah, I was gonna say Grindr.
Is he?
David's not on Grindr.
Sure.
He's not on Grindr.
Not on Grindr at all. No.
Oh, yeah, so.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, he's single.
Yeah.
But he is?
If you're looking for a Mr. No Specs.
Huh?
That's the man right there.
Mr. No Lenses.
No Lenses, sorry.
Yeah.
No Lenses.
No Specs?
I said Specs.
No, Mr.
I guess No Specs too.
Mr. No Lenses.
Yeah, yeah.
With Lenses now.
On Grindr with No Specs.
Alright, so, Mr. Morgan, how was your week?
Busy? I assume. I'm fucking exhausted. I was in good old Wienerpeg.
He travels so much.
You were in Wienerpeg.
He traveled.
Yeah.
Yes, you went to the Northern Touch Festival.
Is it Wiener? Is it Wienerpeg or Winner?
Wiener.
Winter
peg? It's winter peg? Winter peg, wiener peg, or win?
The peg.
Saw some of the clips.
The peg. Yeah. So how was it?
Oh, it was dope. It was really cool, actually. I wasn't, like... So they're in their third year. So it's a fairly new festival. It's smaller. It's a Canadian hip-hop festival. So, like, we all know how small the Canadian hip-hop scene is. Mm-hmm. And especially when it's, like, a division of that. Like, it's not like a... It doesn't incorporate everyone in the scene. It's not like one of those central places where everyone goes. So it's a certain kind of division of that. And it's in Winnipeg, so which it's like in the middle of the country.
Yeah.
But they're in an interesting spot because they, you know, they're on the, not on the West Coast, but they're on the western part of Canada. So they have more of an affiliation there than they do here. And between us and Winnipeg, there's Sudbury and Thunder Bay.
Yeah.
There's not much else. So they're interestingly positioned. But it was cool, man. Like, the team did it's a really small team. They work really hard. They had some really cool people come out. I really recommend it. Like, Fortunato was there. You know, so I went out last minute because I was out in Europe with Shay, who is one of the organizers. And I was like, last minute, I was like, I'm coming out. He's like, okay, we'll put you on. Don't worry.
You're coming out?
I'm
gonna... You wanted that one.
This one, though.
And so, Fortunato, like, saw my post.
No problems.
Well, I wish there was more money to go with this. So Fortunato saw my post that was coming out and hit me up. He was supposed to be staying. They had this, like, ball-ass Airbnb that he was sharing with, I guess, a guy from Newfoundland who bailed last minute. He's like, do you have a place to stay yet? And I was like, not really.
Yeah.
So we ended up, like, I stayed there, and we just hung out all weekend. It was dope. We got to chill. Because we've been, like, similar circles for many, many years. And we've traveled to events and stuff like that, but we've never really that kicked it like that. And like I know you have like known him.
Yeah,
that whole thing for years. And so it was dope, man. It was really good. We had a lot of fun. We just fucking, and he's like us, man. We're one and the same. He like I showed up. He fucking handed me a beer, poured me a shot of Appleton. Literally, as I walked into this condo, I was like, I think this there is gonna work out.
Oh, that's when you do the shots. I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. That was the moment I arrived. And then, like, literally, like, the next morning, we went, had a night, whatever. First night. Next morning, I woke up. He's, like, in his room, like, fixing his shit up. I come in. Shot. He's like, man, we're gonna get along well. Like, not many people would do that. I appreciate that.
It's the beginning of a beautiful relationship.
So, no, it was a lot of fun, man. It was, like, it was, like I said, smaller, but a lot of, those are cool because you really get to connect with people,
right.
And everyone moves as like a, as a squad to each different different event or different panel or whatever it is, so you get to really form some bonds with people, and it was cool, it was just a lot of fun, and it's fucking Canada Day weekend, so people were like, there was so much going on, there was Paint the Peg Festival that was also happening like right beside us, so this is a shout out to Friday Nights. My boy Eric there, who I linked up with, he's got a shop out there. They were part of sponsoring Paint the Peg. He's got a clothing store out there. Honestly, I had just a fucking fantastic time in Winnipeg. Never thought I'd spend Canada Day there, but I had a great, great time.
What was the ratio? Well, not ratio, but we all know more people are making music. Was a lot of people out there just to hear the music? Was there more artists?
So it's very artist-centric as a festival. And as a place, Winnipeg is like has a lot of artists of different types, so definitely like industry wise there was a handful of people there, which was cool to connect with some of them, but it was like it's very like certain festivals, like I kind of equated similarly to New School Rules that I was the first festival we did on the European tour, a lot of artists, and we all just move together, and it's cool. We're all on the same level as far as that shit goes. But what was your question?
No, I was just more thinking of, because so many people are making music.
Right.
Like, how many people are going out just to watch the festival, just to hear music being performed and whatnot?
Right. So it was downtown Winnipeg.
Okay.
So if you've ever been to Winnipeg, downtown Winnipeg is it's not the
watch your words.
It's not the tourist destination necessarily. Okay. Like there's the Forks where it's Canada Day weekend, so there's a lot of shit happening out there. There's a lot of people who spend a lot of their time downtown Winnipeg who were our audience and loved it. So that was cool. And then it was like everyone attending the festivals. Because they have a really dope outdoor stage called the Cube, which is right downtown, that looks just dope on camera. It looks amazing.
Right.
And so, I mean, it was just cool, man. And then there was two indoor venues. So the Cube, there would be conferences during the day. Then the whole afternoon and evening would be the Cube stage. And then in the nighttime, there would be the two venues. So everyone was at the same shit. So everyone got to see everybody, which was cool. I don't know if that answers your question at all.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
Yeah.
So how was your week there, that guy?
Trey Sinton.
Yeah.
GMTM.
Closure. I think it's time to start calling you Young Treyway. Whatever.
Young Treyway.
No, it's Lil Treyway Protein.
That's it. Yeah.
We're never going to remember that.
Well, guess what? That's on you. Anyways.
When's your debut single dropping?
I don't have a beat for it yet. I don't pick trap beats, so
I'll find you.
No, you're right.
Somebody else's.
No, nobody picks trap beats. They pick you.
Yeah, this week was about closure, man. I'm glad we got this whole Kawhi thing out the way. So, yeah, I'm good with it.
Yep.
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 Okay. Well, we're going to get into more of that.
Yep.
Let's talk about you.
But your week, outside of that, was that just your week, Kawhi?
Yeah, pretty much.
Back, wow.
Pretty much. So, I mean, it's hard to avoid it all week because, you know, I watch a lot of YouTube. So, my whole feed was ESPN. Mm. Oh, if Kawhi goes here and I hear he's going here. And it's just like, you know what? Let him make his decision. He makes his decision. Cool.
Okay.
Now it's just, you know, us picking up the pieces.
So, wait, your closure, was this about more than just Kawhi?
Was there more closure than just Kawhi? Or
there
Kawhi
were parallels.
Let's
there were parallels.
Let's talk about it.
No, we're not. but I brought it up because...
Hey!
I brought it up because...
Go ahead, Zach Morris.
You just need to kind of make a decision and be cool with it.
I guess you made it.
So
what decision did you make?
I had to make a decision. I dealt with it. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what life's about, really.
Yeah. Be cool like, with it. Be cool with it.
Making decisions and living with...
Because
consequences in the sense of whatever.
Because a lot of people online, especially from out here, are bitching about loyalty and this and that. And it's just like, no. It's not a thing of loyalty. It's a business. You know what I'm saying? In this case, it's a business. If he wasn't a free agent and they had to deal him for whatever reason, they would have dealt him. It had nothing to do with loyalty. So please, Canadians, Torontonians.
Well, no, but it's an interview.
Oh, no,
we'll get into this tomorrow.
Jackie,
Chesa, how was your week?
Let's take your shot. What's the shot too?
To Kawhi. Just to Kawhi, man.
We'll do that the next one because we gotta.
Hold on, last turn. No shot for you.
Let me know next time. We're gonna get you.
Yeah. All right. What's it? To Kawhi?
Was this too? Kawhi?
Kawhi, thank you for our championship.
Yeah. Kawhi and Danny Green, man. To Kawhi and Danny Green.
Yeah, we can't forget about Danny Green, but we got a ring, man. We got a chip.
Also, he went to
23 more years.
He went to the other LA.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Which apparently he'll be a starter. I didn't think he would have, but based on who they had on their team.
He's a champion.
Did he not say, like, way early on, was like, I love Toronto, I'm staying regardless?
No. He said, I love Toronto, it's a cool place, but I'm waiting for Kawhi to make my decision. Because he wants
to... weird way to...
He wanted to run it back. And that's all he wants. He wants to run it back.
I'll say this. This is going to be the most interesting, like, the first week of NBA.
My man. Jurassic 5. This is the next
man. Sorry, y'all.
They're next up? They're coming up, and it hasn't been released.
The first week when they do the ring ceremony is probably going to be the most interesting in NBA history.
Because
unless they come back for that,
I think they'll have to do it when he plays here.
No, he'll get his ring. He will get his ring in. He will
in
get
a
his
Clippers
ring.
Game type
at a Clippers game.
Okay,
home
but
game.
You're going to get a
mail.
Clippers. You're going to get a Clipper. You're going to get a.
Laker,
and then you're going to get the guys from Memphis
who've been dealt.
Yes.
Right. So they're all around the league.
That's what
right?
I'm saying. There's so many people on
also,
different teams that are going to be presented.
Masai has work to do, so members of this team might not be here either. Like Jeremy Lin for sure will not be.
Jeremy Lin doesn't actually get one.
No, he does.
Yeah.
Jeremy Lin. But Jeremy Lin. Like just talking about guys on the roster right now. There's like three guys on the roster who may not be on the roster.
Next
year, right? So they won't even be here for a ring ceremony.
But this is what I'm saying. A lot of guys on different teams now are getting rings.
Yep.
So
yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting to see
this whole
how long that gets spread out for, you know.
Yeah.
This whole season hasn't even started. This whole from now till next season, including next season, is a really interesting time in the NBA. The moves that have been made, the trades that have been made, it's crazy.
The NBA already looks different.
Completely. Like
And the Raptors having, besides only signed two low-level free agents, right? And he might be dealing some major players away to clear cap space. So we might not even have some key guys on the team.
So that's okay. Well, that's one point of it. Some people are upset that he waited so long, saying we could have made some moves if you didn't keep us
waiting. That's his fault.
Yeah.
That's their fault.
He made a decision that worked for him.
Yeah.
He did what he needs to do for himself. And that's the great thing about the NBA today.
But he didn't waste Raptors' time.
He didn't waste Raptors' time.
They're waiting to see if they're going to allocate all this money to him.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey. So the longer he waited, they had to sit there and wait.
So a lot
of people that were signed, they had to sit there and wait.
The money in the bank.
I was guaranteed that I don't think Masai's going to looking to sign a lot of the guys that people were rushing to sign anyways.
Right.
Like Boogie Cousins doesn't fit our lineup. There's a lot
he's
of guys that don't. There's a lot of guys that don't fit us right now, right? So why rush to try and get them?
What about Davis? Like the one Lakers signed.
Well, let's
Davis.
And Danny.
We didn't ask you how your week was though.
Oh no, we're past that.
Oh yeah.
As Anthony sent us on a whole other.
No, but
all,
Anthony Davis.
All weeks do not matter.
But Anthony Davis.
I tried early on to like shift it, and then it just kept going. So.
But Anthony Davis was. That's what he waited for. Kawhi pretty much played the Lakers this whole time.
Yeah.
Like he held off and pushed them back multiple times, switched meeting locations on them multiple times, right? Even up to the last minute, called them to delay the official signing of Anthony Davis, right?
Yeah.
For him to make a decision, right? They told him to wait. He's pretty much telling them to wait until this came through. And then he said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Okay, so what can we talk about this fucking deal with fucking Paul George and fucking
Westbrook?
And Westbrook.
You said fucking four times.
I know. Because, like, I don't... The whole thing is, like, it didn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense.
First of all...
Why would you do it?
Why would you or why wouldn't
I wouldn't
you?
Do it.
I wouldn't do it.
But why would they even... Why would they even offer?
Why would they offer?
Yeah.
They offered because if you tell the Clippers, the Raptors are looking at taking both Paul George and Russell Westbrook, right? They just want Paul George. So they're going to throw everything at them to get Paul George. The Clippers gave OKC nine players.
They got five
for
picks.
One.
They got five
they
picks.
They got four unprotected first round picks. That means if Clippers get any number one picks at any point in time, snatch, right? They got one first round protected pick. Two swap picks. So they swapped up two picks and three players for one guy.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell we're matching them.
So it was all just a...
They had to get that.
Because who were they going to give away? They wanted Siakam. They wanted Lowry. They wanted, I think, Gasol. They wanted picks.
And then three picks.
And they wanted like three or four picks, right? First of all, I don't want Russ over Kyle
Westbrook.
We don't want him
right?
at all.
Like I told a bunch of people on a bunch of message boards, Russell hasn't gone past the first round after Durant and all those guys left.
How many
message
boards are you on?
Yeah, I know, right?
Like,
wait, what's your name?
It's David Solomon.
Okay, I was like, wait a second.
No.
I recognize your rants.
Yeah. No, like, I don't want a guy who's never been past the first round.
And a guy that is going to poison the water.
And just, I don't know.
I just watched Toy Story 4.
Too much of a hog.
Someone poisoned the water hole. Literally just watched it.
We're going to talk about that later. We'll talk about
that. No, we're not going to talk about that because I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. Okay, all I have to say is, fuck Forky.
When grown-ass men are so invested in a cartoon, bro.
That was strong. You gonna be all right there?
Fuck Forky. Okay. Boom.
Okay.
Oh, bomb. Bomb, bomb. It was Tan. And Jackie said, hey, y'all. But that was earlier.
Yo, thank you to everybody joining in so far.
Yeah, we got lost in...
Okay, so...
Lost in the sauce, you know.
Yeah, lost in all the sauce. So, would you have done... Like, would you give away Siakam?
No.
But that's the thing, it was never real.
It wasn't real, but if it was real, if Masai said yes, pull the trigger, would you give away Siakam?
So if he said yes, pull the trigger, does that mean it's gonna happen?
If he said yes, if it was an actual real, would you, if you knew OKC was serious, would you pull the trigger on that trade?
I'm not dealing anybody on the upswing. Siakam's on the upswing.
Yeah.
He's got his best years. We haven't seen it yet.
Although, what? I don't know.
They were saying that about like Biyombo.
Potentially.
What happened to him?
Bismack?
No, they dealt him.
They dealt Bismack.
So they didn't deal
Bismack. Because DeMar is not a team player and is selfish.
He wouldn't give up
$5 million.
Over like
right?
4 years.
Over maybe? 4 years. He would give up $5 million over 4 years so Bismack can stay.
But okay. Check this. We hope and we think in the potential for Siakam.
Right.
No, his upswing. I'm gambling. Okay. Masai's a gambling man.
Yeah.
He's betting on Siakam. Mm-hmm.
But not. He's no fucking.
No, Paul George has it right now. but he's on the way down. Siakam, I'm betting on Siakam, the young player, most improved. He's only getting better.
I think we're yet to see if he's got the leadership skills.
It's not even you don't need to have him.
We don't need him in a leadership role.
He doesn't need to be a leadership role. He needs to be that.
He needs to be that person that takes charge.
He needs to be the person that takes charge on the floor when you know, like shit's awry. Like when he's aggressive, right on the court, you know it opens up a lot for the game.
But
right?
Lowry needs the yin to his yang.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna have Lowry.
I don't think that that's.
Lowry's contract's up next year, yeah. So at the end of next year, Lowry's contract's up.
Okay, fine. Right, but this year coming, Lowry's.
Jake said, "Gang, gang, ho."
Jake, all that, brother. What up, the large? I don't like.
Share Lowry out. See, I don't know, man. People have been saying that for years.
You gotta. If you're gonna shop him, you gotta shop him now.
Yeah.
Because his contract's up next year. We don't wanna be in a situation where we get nothing for him. Yeah. Right? So if you're gonna shop him, you gotta shop him now unless you know he's gonna stay.
Do you think he wants to stay?
Yeah.
I think he wants to stay. He's put his fucking heart and soul into this team. Yeah. And that's why when everyone for the last year people have been like, yo, get rid of him. I've been like, no, man, I was saying you need oh, wait, I gotta get it. No, I'm getting it.
Double shot, loser.
Double shot, loser.
You're late, bro.
Pretty much this thing just either says yes or no to me.
Spin it again.
Hey, double shot, loser.
Oh. Another shot.
Because that's not what it says.
You're just going to have to trust me, Vylong.
We're talking basketball here on the Shot Club. We're putting shots up. Tune in.
What's the shot to?
ShotClubPodcast.com.
It's Kyle Lowry, man.
Okay. NBA champions.
Let's do that.
Kyle Lowry, bro.
We the champ still.
Now, I'm not mad at, like, in the direction where shit was happening before with DeMar was here, right? You could have easily traded DeMar and Kyle for improved players or whatever, a new dynamic. But at this point, the only reason why I would say to trade the shot Kyle is because we don't want his expiring contract to lapse and not get nothing for him.
Yeah.
Right? Especially like 2021 is the year that so many players have become available.
It's going to be another it's going to be another frenzy class that's going to be.
And Giannis is one of them that I know Toronto's looking at.
Yeah.
Speaking of foreign affairs, ASAP Rocky was away overseas.
Let's see how I do that. Segway.
Now
he's too fast, too furious.
Now, what's the background of the story. What's the background of this story?
Now, I don't think we fully know what led to this guy following ASAP Rocky.
Right? I heard he was following him for like half an hour or some shit.
Right. They said, okay, from what I heard, I don't know what you guys heard, I heard he was at a studio or something, there was a mic that was damaged, and this guy was trying to get him to pay for something.
Okay.
That's what I
heard. I honestly don't even know that much of the story.
Yeah, but I just heard the guy was following for like an hour.
But I think it's kind of weird that ASAP Rocky, who's... I think we can all agree he's doing well for himself.
Yeah.
If there was any damage, he could, like, have the money.
That doesn't mean that he would, though.
No, but
that's also, like, okay, shit, call the label, let them deal with it.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like, why are you following me?
Yeah.
But he's still...
So then, guy followed him, and...
He's following for, like, an hour, and ASAP and his crew was, like,
ASAP
turned around and was like, yo, I'm not gonna fucking like deal, like whatever. I don't wanna fight you, bro.
And
like,
they're like, from New York. They're not gonna
He's like, I don't wanna fight you. Yeah. I'm not trying to go to jail over some stupid shit. Why you like the fuck out of here?
Right? It looked like a wrestling.
And he kept like following him, and ASAP's like, yo, fuck it. And just took him and
he flung him.
Threw him.
He flung him like Braun Strowman. And if you don't know who Braun Strowman is.
Chesa?
Yeah. But then what? Like that's... But where was it again?
Sweden.
Now the Swedish police are... Sorry, the Swedish prosecutor is trying to have him stay there for another 2 weeks or so.
What's the
They said that at the start. Oh, and that was a week ago.
They still trying to keep that extended.
But what's the tactic up. In...
Okay, here we go.
What's the tactic in holding him for 2 weeks?
Because
that's a legal thing, right?
And so this is the guy that followed him?
Yeah. Hold on, Bala. Bala, hey, pause.
I'd switch real quick. Oh. You're really going to start swinging on him? Because it looked like the kid started swinging first.
Yeah.
And the guy's like...
yeah, because he's blocking, like, security's blocking him from... Yo, why does security look like FaZe I love?
He does.
FaZe ain't got no work, man. Let FaZe on get his money.
Yo, the man has a boot print in the back of his sweater. That's not hot.
So this little guy keeps following ASAP?
Yeah.
Yo, this kid is... He looks like he's
and
like...
He's
talking to him calmly and shit.
Yeah.
See, he said he wants his headphones.
I want my headphones.
Sorry, it wasn't a mic. It was headphones.
He still has his headphones?
A pair of headphones?
He said he wants his headphones.
What headphones?
Or, headphones.
That's what I'm saying. I think it was like...
That's high fashion, bro. Sure
the man had mad boot prints on him. He didn't walked on, man.
Well, we know who didn't put those boot prints on him.
It wasn't that you.
Yeah, so they won't let it go, man. I don't know what these guys are thinking. They got some egos that they can't let go or something.
Security was like, yo,
what
man,
did I just leave you back there?
Talk to you?
What are you doing, man?
And this is the homeless kid that's here? Or is that part of
the credit card? Bro.
He put all his money into that freaking headphones.
No, that's probably a Kanye shirt.
No, that's a Kanye shirt. Everyone else is trying to tell him to fuck off.
So unnecessary.
Oh, this guy's looking at a check, man.
Oh, yeah.
This man, everyone...
Like, hardcore.
Yeah, everyone's telling this man to fuck off.
Yeah.
Even regular civilians, bro.
Yeah.
Tell him to stop following.
And this is... Who's filming? This looks
one
like ASAP. ASAP's
people. One of ASAP's people, yeah. Probably ASAP's homegirl or whatever.
So, like... Yeah, look at him. His boy's trying to stop him.
Is he on something?
No, he's being a dick. Alright, so here's probably the fight.
Yeah, of course, that's what TMZ shows.
No,
this whole video is TMZ, though.
No, the first part wasn't.
No.
This is.
This is TMZ.
Oh, so he's just talking to him. So he's just talking to him. So where's the fight?
This might be early.
He shouldn't even put his hand on him like that, though.
Like, he just talked to him. Now here's the fight.
Great dog.
Oh, yeah. Bro,
I'm not even mad at that.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here.
Yeah,
now.
No, fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here now. You're lucky that's all you got though.
Yeah.
Yo, I must say this though. Shout out to ASAP because those socks are impeccable.
No, but shout
his
out
socks
to,
are impeccable and his sweater is
shout
trash.
Shout out to the man
though.
For handling his own shit. Like,
yeah.
He didn't leave it to the bodyguard.
No.
That's a lot of patience though.
That's a lot of
that's
patience.
That's a lot of patience.
A man follow you around for an hour like that? Yeah. That's ridiculous, man. Like, honestly.
And then he's out.
Like, honestly, that's a lot.
But he was waiting for that contact. He was waiting for
it. He was waiting for that. He's waiting to get his ass bust.
Yeah.
Like, is he just like
a
stunt double? Like a stunt man? Like,
there's really...
He'll get a check, man.
This...
I didn't know.
Not. Because there's only...
Not everyone even gets a check,
footage,
bro.
You're right. It's not the U.S. So, you're right.
But right now, he's in jail in Sweden.
Yeah.
I know.
Without looking at 6 years.
Yeah.
But
and they're really not going to play with him. Like in Sweden, they're not playing your whatever.
No, yeah,
okay,
right,
but like
Sweden.
They're going to give him 6 years. So just for this, he can get 6 years.
He
okay,
can look
but what
at,
is,
he can,
what
he
is,
can if he has a good lawyer, his lawyer can look at extradition and get him out of there. But
what is, what are you supposed to do when somebody
the Swedes are very they're very fair in the sense that like it's not some corrupt country,
right?
That
but this is that's hands down harassment right there.
Oh
To continue to follow somebody,
right?
There's got to be something in there, especially with the footage there. It's not even like he's just saying my word against yours.
And,
like we
and
have
footage from
we have footage of you constantly.
Then my own people
back.
Had no problem filming,
right?
Yeah.
So filming and releasing, right? So it's like, I don't know, man. Like I hope ASAP doesn't get any shit for this, but
it's tough.
You know
man.
the way the you know society is. I don't know. He had footprints on his sweater.
Yeah.
You know? The man had good socks and a trash hoodie. I don't know.
I like the socks, man. The socks are dope.
Like, who said, like, boot marks in your in the back of your
that
sweater?
That all depends on the company. What's the company name?
We don't know.
Don't tread on me, motherfucker!
It's high fashion. Maybe that's why the man thought he could walk all over.
Walk all over. Bro, you got fucking boot marks on your back.
Don't tell me not to follow you.
Follow you? I fucking want to.
Can we talk? What is this down here? Is that for that?
Yeah.
The case?
That was the occasion.
Okay, the background.
That was also, this was also, shout out to hashtag that guy.
Yeah.
You guys can't see it.
Well, the awards was just, what,
just
last week, right?
What are these awards?
So the NBA awards. We had a friendly bet.
It wasn't very friendly.
Oh, okay. Bet. No, you guys were talking about how Wong got an award.
Yeah, Wong got an award on the Walk of Fame in for Rexdale.
Yeah.
So,
Rexdale got a Walk of Fame?
Respect, bro.
So all...
Respect that one.
He's walked that boulevard so many times.
Gee, I don't even know. Shout out
Elmbank. I was about to say the same thing, sir.
Shout out Elmbank.
So,
but yeah, big Wong, shout out to Wong.
Wong got an award, so I rolled by, supported the fam, had some poured up a little bit. I got this from a friendly bet from that guy over there. It's pure white. He thought James Harden was going to be an MVP.
Yep.
Over Giannis.
I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
Really?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. But this is before the season, and because a lot of people
this is like before.
Hey!
It's like early, like okay.
Yeah,
months
this,
before.
This is like
fair.
Spinning,
coming
spinning,
out fast.
Spinning.
Yeah, this is mid season.
Okay.
So
okay.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Just let your hand stop it.
Wait.
Okay. An interesting aside: Giannis's name in his Chinese name is like Alphabet Man because his last name's so long.
Oh.
Oh wait, I was waiting.
Double shot loser.
While we're talking about Chinese names, right? While we're talking about Chinese names, what do you think about dude who was drafted? The first Japanese guy who was drafted.
Oh, I didn't know. Well,
why would he know?
Oh, it was like
because he's Japanese and
Asian. Chinese, Asian, Japanese, Asian.
Did you hear about the black guy who did something in the world?
Yes. Actually, we just watched it.
Yeah. But
But the Chinese Japanese thing has been going on
there.
He's playing in college over here.
Oh, snap.
He's playing college in the States.
All right, so what's
the
shot
to? There's a guy at Ryerson apparently that's going
to
be.
Shout out to Giannis. Shout out to Wong.
Shout
out to Wong.
Okay. Another Japanese guy, right?
Yeah.
Asian something.
I remember my dad, when I was in high school, my dad moved to Japan. And, like, it was the epitome of everyone was like, oh, I heard your dad was in China. I was just like, it's all the same.
Yeah.
It was all the same.
It's everything.
Just Asia. Because those are the same countries, Japan and China. And they're so far from each other. Not physically, but China and Japan.
But mentally.
Yeah, they don't like each other very much.
Yeah.
I mean, historically, politically.
Yeah. And they're very different from each other.
Quite.
Yo, shout out to my boy, Drew, who's like, yo, I would love to be in this discussion right now. The NBA is all over the place. Like,
to lose.
Crazy. The NBA is crazy. Bylong's in the background. <doing their running. laughs> Okay.
Speaking of
black people, since you wanted to bring up black people.
Speaking of, I didn't bring up.
You actually did. You're like, have you heard about the black person that did the thing? Did you hear about the black girl who became Ariel?
Okay,
fine. Speaking of nice transition.
I was trying to transition.
Transition game was nice. Okay.
black guy that did the thing. Yeah, the black girl that became Ariel and everyone's butt hurt over.
So, okay.
That doesn't make sense, but anyways, yeah. Go ahead.
So, what happened with that?
So, a black girl.
But they're doing live action.
She's beautiful.
They're making a live action Little Mermaid. And
oh, it's live action?
Yeah, so the one chosen to be Ariel is a black girl, which is, her name is Hailey Bailey.
And she's Hailey Bailey's funny.
She's part of two sisters.
Wouldn't it be pronounced Ariel then?
Hailey Bailey's fucking hilarious. It's a hilarious name.
That's trolling.
Hilarious
Hailey
name.
Bailey
Hailey
is trolling.
Hailey Bailey is a hilarious name. And I didn't know it was live action, which makes it even funnier for this butthurt.
It's so crazy.
It's so butthurt.
Yeah.
Because they, like...
But you put it, wasn't it? The ones that were saying, not my Ariel, are the same ones... That, was it you? That, or no, you commented. Who's somebody else said that? But are the same ones that saying, not my... And
president.
Not my, whatever, not my many times throughout history.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Like, they said the same thing with what's it called, Obama, not my president.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
that's true. And it goes way back, way further back than that with not my.
Yeah. There are actually people who are trying to like scientifically prove that mermaids can't be black. For some reason.
Yeah, they said scientific.
Oh yeah, because
they're underwater.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've actually
the
read
sun
this.
Hasn't hit them, and they're.
I've
so
actually
they
read
no
that, and
whatever,
somebody.
So they should be white.
And somebody made a comment that Superman can never be black. Can never be white.
Yeah, true. No, Superman's supposed to be black. Like technically,
he's
his whole power
Moorish.
Comes from the sun.
He's actually Moorish.
So Jesus.
Well, wait, there you go.
But Superman is actually
there's
Moorish.
There's actually a lot you can do.
His name's Kal-El.
He's an alien.
He's an alien. And
Moors are aliens. He's just an alien.
Right.
Moors were aliens, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole
thing. I went to a more.
Go ahead.
Do it!
Homer Simpson'd it.
Do it!
Bathhouse.
You went to a more bathhouse?
Yeah. Obviously not active.
Okay.
But in Spain. I went to a Moor bathhouse.
Right.
And paid great suits.
This guy drum rolled himself.
Now, who's going to transition from that?
Oh, I guess Ariel's done. Like, that's easy.
Like, honestly, though, how much things are you going to be mad about?
Everything.
Like, okay, so they
double,
are...
Double down.
They are
the
literally mad about everything, so... How long ago did all these Caucasians say that they're not wearing Nikes and they're burning Nike shoes?
Yeah, I saw what's called a meme. Mm.
How long ago was that though?
A year.
Nike shoes?
Yeah. How long ago?
Why were they burning it?
Because of Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. So
it was about a year and a half.
Was
it
like even two tops?
Not even a year.
No, when we because you made the memes.
Yeah.
It was like a year and a half. Ago,
yeah,
maybe.
Now all of a sudden they forgot that they boycotted Nike and they're burning all these shoes, right? And they're mad. That these Betsy Ross flag shoes aren't coming out. Have you seen that?
No.
So Nike dropped the shoe with the Betsy Ross flag, with the U.S. flag with the stars, the circular stars.
Yeah.
And they dropped it, and Kaepernick's like, no. Do you know when that flag, what era that flag represents?
Yeah.
Why would you put that on a fucking shoe? Right? Because they're trying to drop it for July 4th.
Right.
He's like, he's
fourth. He shut
July.
It down.
Like, whatever, cool. July 4th.
That truly is the Canadian way of saying it.
Right. And they pulled it, and now all these Caucasians are mad that they pulled this shoe for a company that they boycotted.
Yeah.
The Caucasity, I tell you.
Yeah.
The Caucasity.
Well, it's funny, because I do some work with...
with Caucasities?
No, with some companies that use fur.
Okay.
And so I run into this hypocrisy about... anti-fur people.
Yeah.
And they get really upset about this shit, and like the whole thing is like they get just behind a cause and get blinded by it.
Right.
And you don't even really know what you're talking about.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you get a lot of fanatics and people who are just fucking crazy and they're just like to leech onto something.
Right.
And that I think that goes with anything.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people behind a lot of these things, the supporters are probably people who are just like, I found something that I can attach to.
Right.
And it'll give me an identity.
Right.
Regardless of how much you really believe in it or, you know, have some sort of affiliation with. But aside from all that, like a lot of these vegan things, and I've been talking about a lot, it's like these vegan things, like you're using plastic.
Yeah.
To create vegan leather and stuff.
Right.
And you're like harming people and the earth more than the animals that a lot of these companies source humanely sourcing fur and animals.
I'm not surprised by that.
Like because, mushroom leather. Mushroom leather process is not a healthy process to make mushroom leather. But it's something that they wear, and it's like, do you know what you're doing to the environment? Like a lot of, I understand that a lot of people have stopped eating meat because of the, you know, the how mass produced shit is.
Fine,
right?
Health wise, fine. Mass produced anything tends to create problems, and that's I get that.
But when you're mad at what other people are doing, like just focus on you for a second.
Yeah,
you know, just a little bit. Like
the synthetic fur.
Yeah.
Like, I have a North Face with synthetic fur. That stuff kills way more than the amount of animals that die for making the real fur candidates for fucking... I almost was like, you're like... But you know what I'm saying? Like,
that you might want to slow your roll there, Mo.
You know what happened when Oprah went against the beef industry? So talk about them geese. Oh, talk about geese. Denver, Colorado's decided to eat them. Canadian geese because of their population.
That's so they
made them. They're fucking a fucking annoyance. Fucking geese, though. Real talk.
Bro, they have more. You know. You know what's funny? Geese and raccoons have more rights than we do up here.
Geese raccoons? Are thugs.
Geese and raccoons. Yeah. You know you can't remove a raccoon from your home, right?
They're thugs.
So if a raccoon steps on your balcony, you can't remove it. You can't touch it. You can't even call animal control to remove it. They will not remove it.
So they have more rights than black people.
They really do.
They do.
And often get called by the same name.
And guess what? The black people, they end up on your balcony. You can probably kill them.
Yep. In Florida, you can.
Yep.
Stand your ground.
The raccoons. We don't want to kill them.
No, not allowed. You're not allowed. Like my friend, she had, and I told her, she saw a raccoon. I looked at the raccoon, I'm like, that looks like a female. Get rid of it. Right? Like, scare it away. Go out there, bang shit, throw shit
They're
around.
Not afraid
right?
of shit.
No, no, they are, actually. And get rid of it, right? So make it a hostile place where it doesn't come back. Like, fill up water balloons with hot sauce and shit, start throwing it at it. Get the fuck out of there. Right? She's like, no, no, no. It's just looking for a space to whatever. I'm like, it's coming back.
No, no, okay? Yeah.
So it left, came back. Maybe weeks later, and she's looking on her balcony, and she sees her patio furniture cushions moving. She sent me a video. She goes, "What's this?" I go, "Guarantee you those fucking raccoon babies. You fucking didn't listen to me, right?" And now she had a family of raccoons on her balcony. She called animal control.
Hey! And that's what they did.
And animal control was like, you got a family of raccoons.
And
congratulations.
Now it costs 10 times as much to get removed.
Congratulations, we can't remove them.
Yeah.
She had to call, around for a company willing to, and she paid so much money to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. But I like your point. Black people, raccoons, same name. Fucking, you know.
That's Moe's.
Oh, that's Moe's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's for you, sir.
You would, I think.
Spin it.
Yeah, man. Oh, I thought you were talking about the music. I was like, yeah, man. Yeah, you know what I got.
Is that on Have a Shot?
Have a shot. You can pull that back though, you know.
Yeah.
Mr. Wendell, you can pull that one back.
Yeah.
We're gonna do this one to Arrested Development because
they
do not get enough props.
Fun fact.
I like fun facts.
Fun fact. I tear up a little when Tennessee comes on. Because as a kid, I never really listened to the lyrics.
Okay.
Because that song is a prayer.
Yeah.
Crazy. But
this one,
you know what's
me
crazy
a
is they somehow sat in there amongst the Dance Mix 93 and the shit that was out there.
Yeah.
And then you have,
I
know this because of fucking that
true, like,
genre of like
pushing.
Yeah.
And it's weird, it's just sat in there. And like this song forever.
What was it, 5 years?
93?
No, no. Like
5 years.
4 months.
Four months, whatever.
The length of time it took them to create this fucking amazing project.
Yeah. To go in against the grain.
Sam.
Because that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
Sam.
Here we go.
And every member of Arrested Development is dope as hell.
Oh,
Like, you can reach out to any one of them, and they'll hit you back.
Every day we go out with guests, we should have a little 2-minute dance party. You know?
Are you saying we should bring the robot back?
Oh, dude, have you not been looking at the screen?
Oh, wait, why isn't everybody doing it?
Eat off the food you waste.
I'm doing the statue. Is this the Michael?
That's
David.
That's the thinker. That's the thinker.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? They actually do the robot in Rex thing.
Yeah.
Not my block.
What block is that?
Yeah.
You have someone to talk to about that. You're from Brampton, dude.
What block is that, bro?
I'm from Rexdale. Go ahead.
I was I've been at ABC Court more than you, bro.
If you were Rexdale, I could just look at you and you know.
No. I want you to know.
No. I've been at ABC Court a lot, almost the same amount of time I've been in Brampton. So, like, tell me where you at.
Okay, but when I was going through the whole EPK thing, this man's thing was like, born in Calgary, moved to Brampton, we started music, adopted by Rexdale, moved to the... You had like literally like five...
His whole bio?
He was on some Jordell shit.
But it was like... it all flowed, but I was just like, man's got like more than me. Like, I don't...
Here's something I want to know, since we don't really, really have a whole lot of topics. Did we clear everything that we...
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
What is everybody listening to that's come out recently?
Sorry, before you start. Are we going to do Cypher?
All right,
keep on.
Whatever. Let's have fun today.
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, no gas. I like this. We
actually haven't done this in a while.
Like, oh, what are we talking about? It's like when you're like alone with your wife. You're like...
with your what?
He's not talking about me. He's not talking about me.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I love that time. I love the time you spend.
Yo, Bylong, do you have a sound effect for that?
Yes.
Chaz is like, I love the time I spend.
But a lot of music has come out in the last like 2 weeks. What's something that's come out?
China Turn of the Dreamers 3.
I haven't checked that out.
Shit is crazy.
Also, I sent the video. Did you guys see that?
I've seen part of it. I haven't seen all of it.
I sent it in the groom chat.
Revenge?
The
groom chat?
The groom chat.
The groom chat.
Who's getting married?
Well,
he dropped
me. Most dropping an Insta. We're not hitting.
What's
going on?
Also, by the way.
Should I knock on the wall?
He was not here when we got here. Anyways, I sent the. They had a documentary,
Dreamville,
of them recording all of that.
Yeah. No, I haven't watched it yet. No.
Watch that. I watched part of it,
but I did finally watch the Woo Doc.
How's that?
Yeah.
You guys haven't watched it yet?
I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
I can't find it on Netflix.
It's on Crave.
It's on Crave.
Yeah.
I thought it was on Hulu.
Sure it is.
And
they do everything with Hulu.
Hulu.
No, but what I showed you on Hulu was the
that's on
TV
Hulu.
Show.
Sorry.
Okay.
That's
it's cool though, man. It's just like because you were there for the whole thing, and you like hear the shit was the.
It was sad seeing ODB like get into jail and be like, "How we sold 100 million records, we ain't rich yet." Like that broke my heart. But they were a mystery to me for like ever. And this was the most...
Well, there was a whole period where you're like, I don't really know what's going on.
Right.
And they all let it out. And they're all there together. And they all let everything go.
I like the format. Nobody's ever done that. Where it's all of them in a theater watching. That was brilliant.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sasha Jenkins. Directed it.
Sasha Gray, I think. No, that's not
the right one. Shout out to Sasha Jenkins. I'm pretty sure it was Sasha Jenkins that did it. And I know... Ralph McDaniels had something to do with some of the footage as well.
I think it was Ralph Wiggum.
Anyways, if we get to a more serious topic.
No.
Well, what is everybody listening to?
I'm not listening to anything, to be honest with you.
So, there's this new EP that's about to drop. It's M.O. Littles and Drew. It's a 3-song EP.
Okay. Yeah. Is it crazy?
It really is, though.
Have you recorded your verses yet?
Yes.
No,
yes.
That's the key.
Yes.
Well, you did play some of the beats after.
I played the beats with his
episode.
Raw hook on it that we.
That sounded really dope.
So till the morning, we're shooting
till the morning.
Did you guys have to shoot part of that overseas anyways?
We did. We shot that on a boat in the French Riviera.
He was on a boat!
In the French Riviera. We did. We had to do
it. Done on him.
Till the morning is the first single. It's just a summer jam. We have to put it out immediately. Second single, Tables Turn. Got Young Stitch on it.
Nice.
We're shooting video. I'm shooting like 4 or 5 videos in the next like 2 weeks. Yeah. It's gonna be like.
Look at M.O. Little's back stuff. On his
oh, yeah,
fucking
back. By
shit.
By the way, if you didn't know, I'm back.
Yeah. It's been a minute, but he's back.
Yeah.
Yo, when this man works, he works, so.
He does. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Okay, when's that dropping? Or no dates yet?
Project? No, no. No dates yet. We're literally putting together the whole marketing plan and everything now. But single, Till the Morning is going to drop within the next, I guess I'll say month, but I mean, like within the summer. It's a summer jam. It has to come out.
Right.
The project itself will probably drop early fall. We got 3 joints. We might make work on some more, but we did those one time, so they all got the same vibe.
Right.
So we're just putting that out as a project.
Nice. Yeah,
so man. Shout out to Drew.
Shout out to Drew.
We're just trying to foster some grants right now.
Y'all can't see what he's referencing. But yeah. David, have you been listening to anything recently?
No. I have not been listening to any, like,
okay,
projects.
Yeah. Chester.
Just new, like, Canadian music because of the playlist. That's mostly what I listen
ice,
to.
What playlist is that? Yeah.
Iceberg Society has 2 different playlists. There's the Icebreakers, which highlight Canadian artists all over. Mm-hmm. Just new songs.
The other one.
And the other one is 70 Live, which only highlights people in the 705 area.
Probably has a song called Way Up on it that just came out
with
Ronin, Crypt, and M.O. Littles. It's actually produced by Jordal. Was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Sounds like some 70
O.G.'s. Yeah. 70
O.G.'s.
Very, very... Cybery. So
now Chessa posted something in his story the other day that I like. Now, I need to know what sparked that.
Oh, it's just a song I was listening to. It's actually one of the songs I added to the playlist because I don't care.
Yeah.
Let's
talk about that. That's like a really sweeping statement.
But it's, like,
it's hard to say.
Because his statement was, if you...
Oh, that statement.
If you drop the N-word... And is it for, like, no reason or just at all?
Like, no reason. Or just, like, no reason.
Like, you dropped the N-word for, like, no reason. Which,
well, I think
which
you're talking about when it's just, like, the beat's banging, you're like...
That's within context of the song, right?
Oh, but it's different. Like, okay, first and foremost, it wasn't someone who was black.
Did they make the 705 playlist?
No, I'm not going any further. But anyway, it's like, I don't get... the new generation's, like, whole obsession with saying nigga, like, if you're not black, like, why?
Is it cool?
I wish you'd done a Vince McMahon curtain call.
Can we do a separate, where
he broke kayfabe.
Oh, okay.
Whether it's Shock Club or whatever it is, I know you do 10 other podcasts. So on one of them, can we talk about that? From, like...
Can we get a panel? Can we get
side,
a whole panel?
Yeah, from one side and from the other. No, because it's a trickle-down effect.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it went from being a word that was used as recognition. Well,
no,
it started
from the very beginning.
Yeah, okay. But,
actually, I have an assumption or whatever of how it began.
Well, yeah, and we can get into all
that.
It's
real basic.
Okay.
Spanish people...
Mm-hmm.
What's black in Spanish? Negro.
Negro?
Yeah.
Picture an American trying to say that.
No.
They will go nigga. They go nigga because they can't do
right.
The R.
The R.
And they can't,
like,
pronounce it the,
like,
same way.
Oh.
So,
right.
So I believe it pretty much nigga came from them trying to say nigga.
Exactly what it was.
So truly, all they're doing is calling you black.
Exactly what it was.
You nigga.
But the way it's said,
right.
So we, like, that's
just
why
they
I say.
Behind what they
this
say.
Is why I say.
Yeah.
When you call me black, which I'm not, you would never have called me nigger, right? So if they've never called me black, which they didn't until the 16th century,
yeah.
Right? I would never have been called nigger. So don't call me black.
Don't call
either,
me black,
right?
Yeah.
Because
it sounds like a song. that sounds like a song we can find somewhere. Would you be able to?
I think it's on Spotify.
Oh.
It's like "Don't Call Me" by it's Chesa Guy.
Okay.
By the Chesa Guy, who says it like
double album, right?
He says it like 77 times or something
like
that.
So just text you.
Just text me.
Don't call me. Just text me.
Yo, text me. So I can go free from.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone was saying free and text.
The 7OG project. I have a song say to my face where it's like, you can't say to my face. Okay. Don't bother saying it.
Yeah.
So,
yo, can you imagine though?
It's the part two.
Yo, can you imagine though if if you get a text from MO that says, just "What up"?
Hey, I'm the only one. Like,
hey, baby, how are you doing?
Yep. Imagine it was like only.
Still ticking. That was just me.
What up? Hey.
They all have the same premature
regulation.
That was amazing.
But yeah.
So the trickle down. Whatever it is, I don't know. I don't even know. We'd have to trace it back to
Blacks. What the motivation is.
But Spanish, Chinese, Asian,
everything.
Brown, Indian, Pakistan, whatever you want to call it. And now it's down to white.
Right.
Native is in there. Indigenous is in there.
Yeah.
Now it's down. Now it's trickled down so far the white people feel that they can say it.
But they've always felt that they can.
But no,
when did this happen?
It's a different thing. It's a different thing when it's street talk.
Right.
Then when you're using it, it's all in how you use it.
There's also,
and that's a whole other conversation.
I thought he said,
"What's this shot to?" No, it's off.
It to respect,
neighborly love.
To respect. Yeah. To respect.
To proper information and respect.
Yeah. Have a shot.
I bought this game or something.
it's weighted back there.
And shout out to everybody that's been joining us. Shout out to everybody that's been joining us live. We appreciate you. Like, share, comment, subscribe, hit the bell to stay notified.
All right, what's your shot to?
Respect.
No, this shot is to DJ Bilo. He's just dropping bombs.
Look what he does when he's double shot loser.
So yeah, continue what you're saying. The trickle down effect.
It's down to where Caucasians now
in the street, but I'm talking about street shit. I'm talking about a lot of these different ethnicities and backgrounds.
Right.
backgrounds.
How many shots is that?
Have felt, I don't know, quite a few.
I think this is the first time you've ever been like lisped because of the shots. The ethnicity. Even with a lift, I feel still on crisp.
No, but okay. So all these other races, there's derogatory terms for every fucking race.
Yeah,
why don't you use your own?
But here's the problem.
But why do you gotta default to the N-word?
Here's
like,
the problem.
You know, I call you honky cracker all the time.
When Fanny first started, we were like,
wait,
like crazy.
Wait, please rewind. Say that again.
Honky cracker. I say it because I can.
I used to joke with my boys in Montreal,
but that's what, like,
that buddy is the sort of equivalent. So when I would be like,
yeah,
hey, what's up, buddy? They'd
don't
be like,
call me buddy.
Whoa.
Don't
call me buddy. But not in that same way.
Because
I told him, like, buddy. Buddy is the equivalent.
Buddy.
Of me being like, hey, what's up, buddy?
Yeah.
And then I'd call him, I'd be like, hey, what's up, buddy? And like, not even, and he'd be like,
but here's where I think that applies, and I think with what Bailong said with you is you have a lot of black people that will co-sign white people in their neighborhood to say that.
Exactly, yeah.
And still that happens a lot.
And that's the street shit I'm talking about. And that's why it's trickled down, and now nobody's checking.
Like, Sudbury's a great
example.
Who watches Six Bus? Who follows Six Bus?
Here and there.
Okay,
Six Bus keeps posting... This fucking girl named Debbie.
The one who said she's Somali?
She said she's Somali, and she also, in that same video, said, Molly gang manga, and nobody checked her in her throat.
Nobody.
Like.
But, like, it's funny.
Ha-ha!
Yeah. Because the reaction you get is a funny response. So once you can sway people with humor, or some sort of emotion,
I'm done. I'm done.
It's on a roll, man.
I'm done.
It's on a roll.
If you guys can't hear this
y'all
shit,
y'all probably can't even hear it.
Bylong is fucking killing it back here.
Don't turn it up.
You're good.
Bro.
Fuck them.
Let's not get cut off.
Wow. Bylong is on a fucking tear right now.
No, as long as you can trigger an emotion with people, you can get a lie from them. That's why a lot of people, when they co-sign people, or they say, or they forgive people,
or they're scared to call say,
people. No, I don't think it's.
They didn't know that some of them. Some people are scared to call people out.
Yeah. I think people. For the most part, I think people say, "I like that person."
No, but
I like that person.
In this day and age, people are scared.
To call people out on their shit.
So usually, like our generation, be like, "Yo,
this is me right now.
The fuck are you doing?"
You know what's funny? I think it was Lord Jamar that was talking about it. He was talking about the not dealing with race.
Okay.
He was talking about either the Nation of Islam or 5%.
5%.
And what it was when people would wear certain garb, it would show that you're a part of the 5% medallions or whatever.
Yeah.
An elder would walk up on them and say, "What's today's mathematics?"
Right.
And if you didn't know it,
get that snatched.
It would get snatched off. Depending on how you responded, you might get beat up.
Yep.
You might get a couple guys come over and stomp you out.
Molly walk your ass, yeah.
There's not enough people checking people and saying, "What's the deal? What's going on with that?"
Yep.
Why are you not? Because everybody's accepting of it. There's nobody that's stepping to them saying, "Hey, what gives you the right to do that?"
Yep. So maybe we should just start
mollywhopping people?
Just checking people. As a
but when you start checking people in this generation, you're a hater.
No, somebody has to.
With a legit objective and legit boundaries. And
code.
And with a code.
What code? They don't abide by any code.
And it's got to be a code that
people because they don't know.
You can only use the derogatory term for your own race.
But here's the thing though. Like forget just outside.
But people don't know.
Outside of just that, I said it a few times. This generation
just not in Sweden
has like literally no code. Just take the parade, right?
The Pride Parade?
The Raptors Parade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right? They brought guns to the parade. Our generation, older generations than mine, right? There was a day that day.
You had 2 million people there.
No. But that day, a day like that, real heads?
Yeah.
No. I don't care if I see you and I don't fucking like
there's
you.
There's always
that
some fuckboys. Two million people.
It used to be a rule. Like you don't shoot at a church. No shots on Sundays.
No kids.
No parks. No women.
Yeah, that's a
right. When I was
that's
in high school,
shit.
They were shooting up Carabana.
Yeah.
Like every year.
Carabana's not a time of peace though, bro.
It wasn't a time of peace though.
That's supposed to be.
But this celebration,
the parade of the Raptors win is a victory celebration for the city.
Okay, here's
that's some old head shit though. You can't apply that.
Old heads used to be.
Care about it? They fire blanks off on the floats.
But old heads used to pass down wisdom. And now they don't pass
shit
down.
But you have to adapt.
Check it out.
You have to adapt.
Check it out.
What's going on right now?
Check it out. When I was in Elmbeck, there was a huge-ass fight.
Wait, where's that?
Check it out, yo.
Stop it.
Please. Can you stop encouraging him?
No. But there was a fight on school grounds. That fight eventually left school grounds and went to Doomstown.
Right.
I went to Doomstown to see this fight because the whole school was there.
Right.
A good friend of mine.
A couple years ago, right?
Yeah. A good friend of mine who lived there.
Yeah.
He's like, "I know you. You're a friend of mine.
Don't be here.
Bye.
You don't belong here." Yeah. And he only said certain words that we understood. He said, "You gotta go." Like, now it's something different.
And did you listen to him?
Yeah, I did. Because I respect him. And I respect his area.
Yeah.
there has to be a point where there's people who are enforcing things to people who are there that shouldn't be there to let them know. Yeah. It's not a thing of, I don't care about you. I care about you because I'm telling you, step off.
Yeah.
Go that way.
Yeah.
This doesn't involve you.
Yeah. Step off.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
just step off.
You're not a battle rap fan.
No.
But there is, in battle rap, and this was from an elder in battle rap, enforcing something that another guy from another coast called, what they call it? It's kind of like protected business in wrestling. It was kind of like they had a term for it.
Right.
Kind of like respected business. But it's, here's what's happening. This happened, we can't let that happen.
Yeah.
So when this happens, you have to be checked for it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm putting you on notice. And because I'm putting you on notice, I'm expecting everybody else who respects the code to put you on notice.
Right.
So there's some sort of...
And for you to pay that forward.
Yes. So there has to be a code of respect. So when you say people don't respect that, there has to be people that they respect that eventually comes back to them.
But
there's,
the
full circle.
If nobody does it, if nobody... Because there's literally a standoffishness and a fear that... To not check people.
Yeah.
Hey!
So if you don't do it, then nobody else will do it.
Right.
Right.
And that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it might take...
It's going to take a while.
Like, no, it might take... And it's not going to be a single man, but it might take... Like,
it's going to take a
movement of like, yo, we don't...
Yeah, we don't
accept this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To take other people to be like, you're right. I fuck with that. I rock with that.
Because people
are sheep. And like,
yeah, they are.
Not in any like 100%. Disrespectful way, but
no,
like we've all been in that situation where
flow.
You're like,
bro.
So, I don't feel right about that, but like you said,
two million plus people,
sound effect.
Right? 2 million plus people down the parade, right?
Let's get the shot in.
All right.
Yeah. So
2 million plus people down the parade.
Can I get
about people and not want to check people on sheep, right? There's a dude. There's a dude that was sitting there at two different spots sparking up his crack pipe. Right?
What's a crackhead?
Right, but he's around a crowd of kids.
He's a crackhead.
I understand that, but I had to walk up to the man, like, do me a favor. The parade isn't happening 3 blocks away. Go down the street. Don't fucking smoke up no shit around no kids. Go down the fucking street. And he moved down from where he was and down the corner, right? And I'm walking down. I left my family, went to go get water and shit. And I see him again. He's still too fucking close.
Yeah.
I go, bro, two more blocks, bro.
That way.
And I stood there until he walked the two blocks. And people look at me like, the fuck's your problem? I go, the man's smoking crack around your fucking kids. You don't have a fucking problem with that?
Yeah.
Open your mouth and tell the man to move.
Yeah.
Don't have to be a bully. Just respectfully tell
you
them
have
to go somewhere.
You have to be able to stand for something, and that's the problem. We've gotten to a point where...
Stand for something.
Yeah, we've gotten to a point where it's like everybody has an opinion, and the opinion now is like some sort of... It's not fact.
Yeah.
Right? But if you have something
trend,
where...
It's trend-based.
If you have something where it's like kids are within the vicinity of some guy smoking crack, in the middle of the day, somebody has to stand up and say no. You do what you do,
that
way.
You know what I mean? Like, this little kid's sitting there inhaling the shit that you're sparking up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I got a problem with that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
My kid or not, I got a problem with that. So you can go do what you want down the street. Just please walk this way. If you want me to walk you, have a conversation, let's go.
They
but
can,
you're
they
not
can
gonna
check
do it
you,
here.
But you're not allowed to check him.
Right.
That's fucking...
Yeah, people can check me, but I can't check him.
All right, so what's his last round to?
Crack, obviously.
To
standing for something. Whether or not you're the only person standing.
To codes.
Code word.
Code word.
Mountain Dew Code Red?
To code words.
Code Red?
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being a part of the show.
No last drink roll?
Like,
share. M.O. Little wants to spit.
Since he's back.
M.O. Little's is back. M.O. Little. M.O. Little's is going to spit.
No, we didn't say anything about Cypher.
We said no Cypher.
We didn't say anything about
you spitting.
You
spitting.
I don't rap.
Emil Leto said he's back and now he's not rapping? Marlon, give us a beat.
Like, share, comment, subscribe, hit the bell to stay notified.
Bing, 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 bing.
We'll be back next week. Thank you for all your support. And don't forget to pick up the merch because we got merch. Thank you. Casual fan, Wednesday. Be in here.
Chesil fell asleep last week, so. Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
Whatever our guest that I wasn't here for.
Yo. You ain't never met a nigga like me. Yes, I said a nigga, I don't give a F-U-C-K. I don't what these people wanna say. Yo, I do this all day. Yo, they call me just a race. So let me flow 1-2. Let me bust it 1-2. I can give a fuck anything that you wanna do. I can know I freestyle and I get it through. I don't know about you, but I do what it is. And it is. And yes, I am not kidding. These people really think that they can live, but I give more than they can want. I don't even front, cause I am the one that is fucking all the blunts. Yes, let me all stop, cause I don't even know what where I'm gonna drop. So, yeah, it's the real hip hop, and yeah, no one else wanna drop.
Trace, gotta say something. Emma rap something.
You already go.
Before Byron goes off top of his dome and he says something, something. He a DJ scratching up. Scratch it up, motherfucker!
We all just big.
I was just making a track.
We out, baby!
Peace.